kuthi kuswele amagezi kuleli lizwe. Akula lizwe elingathuthuka lingenamagezi. Asikaze sihlale elizweni elinjalo lapho. Akwazi la ukuthi kusukela uSmith ekhona kuze kwadlula ngesikhathi sawomgama amagezi ahlale khona. Veli load shed ungabona elizweni senze load shed. Kufanele kube into ye-one day, 2 days. Akuthi uzophela umnyaka abantu benikwe amagezi kona. Kunabantu abacabangayo abale ngqondo. Akulungisizele uduko okuncane.
Ligcine nini njengekomithi yedale lephalamende ukukhulumisana leziphathamandla zikahulumende ngalolu daba?
Besilabo kukhanya labo ababone lutho lokuthi yini okwenziwayo. Baqala ngokuthi asila mali, okunye akunidi mali, okunye nje kufuna ukuthi wenze ingqondo ngishaya. So nje sikhulumisana labo kodwa labo balezizathu zabo, but inkalakatha yikuthi vele sahlala kakhulu singafaki imali emagezini. Into zazi zaguga zazi zafika esimeni sokuthi azisalungiseki. Uyile udiwe singalo.
Abaningi bakhala ngembadalo yamagetsi leyi ukuthi ungathenga kwedlula i-200 units usubhadala imali eningi kakhulu. Njalo laba abalama-fixed meters bathi kungani kuyabaqilibezela.
No, amagetsi ayadura and it's not worth ukuthi ungakhangela indleko kathezi nje abantu abaningi basakwanisa ukufikela amagetsi edrobheni. Sekuyinkuni zodwa. Na ungakhangela ukuthi umuntu wonke engathi ezinkuni. After 2 years kuyabe sekuliganga, sekulidesert lapha eZimbabwe ungasela sihlahla. Ngoba wonke umuntu sesisaba ukuthi ephike ngamagezi. Ukuthi nje uzuze amagezi okulayita nje ngawule ndlu ama-3-4 rooms. Amagezi okulayita kuyabe sekufuna ukuthi ngenyanga ubhadale imali enjenge-300. I-300 almost yipay ka-teacher, ye-half salary ka-teacher. So ungakhangela ukuthi ungafaki half ye-salary yakho emagezini. Uyasala lani. Sesilokunye ezinye iy'ndleko ezifuna imali. Akusoze even kubancede bona bezesa ngoba imali le as long as kungamabondi notes lawa ahlalisiwa by next month abe sefuna ukuthi bechize futhi ngoba ayisayineki imali. Inkalakade ukuthi vele yonke i-economy yeZimbabwe ilungisiswe.